To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks on 2SER.
Good morning, Tali Alatia.
Hello, Sophie Lai.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Doing great.
Yay.
Saturday. We're here and we're talking about all our favourite things, the geekdom and pop culture.
Yes. You can't go wrong with that.
You really can't.
Especially on a Saturday.
No. And it's been a bit of a quiet week.
It has. It's one of those funny things, isn't it, where you're just like, I want more drama, guys. Start some drama.
Give me some stuff.
Find some old tweets. Fire some directors. Sort your lives out, please.
Surely something will be coming up. Surely.
Yeah. And it might just mean that they're getting ready for next week where just drama after drama after drama.
I honestly think it's probably like a San Diego, like, hangover.
Ah, yes.
People are just like, I can't
do it.
I just need to recover.
I've been on a Comic-Con bender. Cool. I just need to
like, probably all the studios are and just like, oh, crap, we have a movie to make.
And it's the calm. And then storm time.
Yeah.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
But, so they are rebooting the Terminator series again.
Yay! Is it a yay?
Well, this one's going to be a semi-reboot.
Oh.
So, not the full reboot.
Yep.
I mean,
I'm just so sick. I'm sorry, but I'm so sick of, like, reboots, reimagined, revivals.
Because they so the first Terminator series, that went up to, like, T1, T2.
Yeah.
T3, everyone's like, not in canon anymore. Yeah. That's gone. That was shit. That's gone. And then they had the series, which kind of really did align with the first two films. But then it went on a whole new timeline and then we're like, okay, that's not part of it anymore. And then they had Terminator, not Genesis, the one before that with Christian Bale when he went ape.
Oh. See, well, this is what's so funny. It sounds like they keep giving Terminator, like, I'll give it a chance, and then it hits its expiry date, and then it's like, nah, I'm over it.
Yeah, so they had that one. And then I was like, that wasn't great. We'll get rid of that one too. We'll reboot it again. Which was then Terminator Genesis with Jay Courtney and Emilia Clarke. Another semi-rebooted again.
I don't know why, but I just had visions of, like, Terminator on its deathbed and then someone there with the paddles just going, and we brought it back to life. It's just like, is there a part where you go, should we just let it die? Or is Terminator still got some pretty huge fans that they were just like, we will encourage it. However it becomes reincarnated back to us, we're going to love it.
So this one is a semi-reboot in that anything after T2, they're ignoring.
Okay.
So they're going straight back to the source material. It's being produced by James Cameron, who made the first two films.
Okay. That would suggest it's in good hands then.
Yeah. So it's being, is it being directed by him? No. Maybe not.
No, Tim Miller.
Tim Miller, yes, who did Deadpool.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But you've got Arnie coming back.
What is Terminator without Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, T3 sucked. Terminator Genesis. I liked it, but I know a lot of people hated that one. And that all had Arnie in it.
How old is Arnold Schwarzenegger now?
Oh, 70?
Oh, my goodness.
I think he did have heart surgery. And when he got up, like when he recovered, first words was, I'm back.
He knows his brand.
He really does.
Yeah, so who's in this reboot?
So in this reboot, we've got Arnie returning. We've got Gabrielle Luna as well as Diego Boneta. They were announced. But the big thing is Paramount, they released a new photo this week, which has Natalia Reyes, Mackenzie Davis, and Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, back again.
She's back again as Sarah Connor.
Looks like a badass.
And they look ripped in this image.
It's one of those things. When I first saw the image, I was really stilted at how very obviously photoshopped it is. But I think it's not photoshopped in the sense. It's just like there's just something about the focus that the background doesn't seem to work in what it is. And so I think just looking at it is quite jarring. Mm. But when I get over that, it's like three very powerful women that you would want in your corner every single day of the week. Yeah. Like they look strong. They look like they are just going to take on the world. And yeah.
Like Linda Hamilton, I don't think she'll reach the heights that she did in T2, like of that level of like being jacked. But, you know, she's covered in armor and has a shotgun and looks like she's ready to kick some ass.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a grenade
that
is in her vest.
Mackenzie Davis, so she's a very tall woman, but she's also ripped to shreds.
I know. That is like toned muscle on muscle, right? Right in that picture. Like her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah. But apparently some guys on the internet who always have an opinion.
Oh, what? Guys? Sorry. With an opinion?
They have an opinion.
Not
like,
all guys. Not all opinions.
Not all guys.
Never.
Apparently they're saying, they're like, A, they're annoyed, like another too many females.
Oh my God.
And then B, they're like too jacked. You're like, excuse me, did you even watch T2? Are you even fans? What is this?
It's so ridiculous, isn't it? Because, like, when has Chris Hemsworth ever been like, he's too muscular? Or
he's
any
definitely
man...
on the roids. Like, no one's ever said that.
Yeah, like, when has any man playing a superhero gone, he's too jacked to then be a super, like, to play?
No, they're like,
this...
how did you do it?
Yeah.
What
like,
was your
tell
journey?
Tell me your secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When a lady does it.
Oh, no, it's
not
right.
The, it's not the feminine idea.
Yeah. Like, no, that's not how it works.
You have to be like, I want, like, you know, Megan Fox in where, you know, she's just wearing booty shorts and a tank top. That's what I want.
Like Transformers. How she just kind of runs around in a singlet pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, do you not own a jumper? Does it not get cold? What is going on? Well,
apparently.
Yes.
But, you know, Shia LaBeouf, fully clothed.
Yeah. I know, and it was the same.
It's like then, Michael Bay, do better.
Yeah, and then when Isabel Lucas came in for like this, she like was just like, again, just running around like the manic pixie girl that she often portrays.
Bruising Huntington Whiteley. Itty bitty dress and high heels and running around. I'm like, no.
It's not practical.
It would not work this way.
Be better.
Be better. So, yeah. That.
Well, that's something to be excited for.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sold.
So sold. Well, we're still a way off. I mean, it's not till November 22nd. Not this year, the year after.
2019. That's not fair. Wow. So so they're already building the hype.
Yeah.
With this second, like this is just a picture.
So this is the first.
Oh, why did I think it was the second one? Maybe I just made one up in my
head. Official first look at the new Terminator.
Oh, okay, cool.
So the first one, yeah.
I've just made up another one in my head, obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, because they announced, like, the guys that were being back, like Arnie, Diego Boneta, and Gabrielle Luna a few months ago. So
maybe I just saw that in my head and went, yes, this is what it will look like.
It's like dudes.
Women. The next one will be children. Animals.
Oh,
oh wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
There we go. Terminator. Okay. So, just put this on pause for like more than a year.
I know. God, that's a year and a half away. So long.
Yeah.
What do you do with that time?
I learn how to knit.
Probably could. Can you
learn a skill?
Would you knit for a robot? A robot that knits. And robot that crochets.
Dear James Cameron, we have a really good idea for the next one. Saves the world one stitch at a time. Just, oh, it's like the fabric, the society's fabric. It's like knitting it, sewing it back together.
It's the metaphor. You love metaphors.
It's a literal metaphor. It's like a peace blanket.
Like, remember when you
a
did
harmony
Avatar?
Quilt.
No, remember when you did Avatar? And you made your mineral called unobtainium. So that's a bit on the nose, isn't it? No.
Never.
It's a completely made up word and it doesn't mean anything. It's not symbolic at all. Oh, okay. Well, there we go. Spoiler for like, oh, well, if we have to wait till 2019 for this Terminator, imagine how long we'd have to wait for Knitting Terminator.
I'm actually excited for Knitting Terminator.
I was actually in my head trying to figure out like what they could call it. And I was like, just going Terminator.
Without. Have we lost the plot, darling?
I think we have.
On that note, thanks for gaggling. We'll catch you next week and on the podcast.
We will for more of this.
So much more of this. Bye.
Bye.